You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. I hope you're doing well, and everything is good with you and your loved ones. It was a good day in the United States of America because a massive COVID relief bill was passed by the Democrats. Obviously, the Republicans were playing, you know, they were too busy reciting Dr. Seuss books to pay attention to what Americans actually need. But the Democrats made good on their promise to pass a bill that would give money to people who need it. And so that's good. I am looking forward to my check in the mail, or direct deposit, I should say. So, I'm a modern faggot, so I do direct deposit. Let's see. Just a couple of site things really quickly. Bracelet so far has sold, we've sold some. My goal is 50. That seemed like a decent number to try to start to reach for, I guess, for the initial run, production run of it. So I think we're at like 12 or 13 right now. So if you're interested in the bracelet, getting one of the very first ones out there, go to officialhierarchy.com and buy one, okay? But I will say this too. The official Hierarchy store has been doing shockingly well. There's been quite a few sales. There's been some people out there that have bought multiple items, you know, which surprised me, you know, happily surprised me. It's always nice whenever you, you know, do something creative or whatever, and you put it out there and people like it, you know. So it was nice. It's been a nice week or so on the store. I've been kind of surprised at the response some of the products there are getting. So I thank everybody for their support and encouragement, etc. I really do think, and I'm just going to say this as an aside, but like I really like that unequals symbol as designed, and I like the way it looks on the hat and the shirt, and when I put it all together, it could make quite a statement. You know, if you're a faggot out there and you wear that hat and that shirt and you got the bracelet, I mean, there's a statement being made there, you know, that's kind of hard to miss. So, I don't know. I mean, I just kind of like the congruency of those things together. So, anyway, I just wanted to say that. So, I received a couple of, I'm not going to say troubling messages from readers, you know, there's sometimes I get kind of a little rattled by messages that I get from people online. I have a letter. I'm trying to decide if I should publish it or not. It's from a guy, a straight guy. He's a beta male, who is basically being enslaved by an alpha that he works with. And he doesn't want to be serving this alpha, but he's doing it anyway. And it's we're having some back and forth with him, and I may publish it. I don't know. I'm still kind of sitting on it, but I want to just say this before I do anything else, is that alphas will sense if you're a beta male or if you're a faggot, okay? You can't hide from alpha males because they're going to see through you and they're going to take what they want. So you have to be kind of ready for that, I think, you know, and be honest with yourself, you know. This person, this straight beta male, you know, he finds himself in a predicament with this alpha, and he doesn't know how to remove himself from the situation, which I don't think there is a way to, you know, safely do that. But, you know, he's going to lose the girlfriend, and he's going to lose... He could lose his job, you know, so it's just, it's a really tricky situation. But alphas simply don't care, you know, they will just charge ahead and take whatever they want. So I don't know, but I might publish the first letter because it, I don't know, it just, there's some interesting and important aspects that I think people need to understand, but I'm still kind of holding on to it for right now. The one I wanted to talk to you about was another letter that I received today. And I answered it on the website. But I'm going to read it, and then I want to talk about it, okay? So this person wrote this to me, okay? I'm going to read it to you. Sam, I'm a small boy, and most men have labeled me a faggot without giving me a chance. I have a small body frame, 5'4" and 135 pounds, with no body hair to speak of, and 19 years old. I have a small dick, about 4 inches hard, and I'm almost always forced to be a bottom when I have sex. Nobody ever lets me top, and I feel like I'm being trained to be a faggot. I don't mind bottoming, but my dick stays soft the entire time, and when I come from rubbing it, it feels strange as my P-spot is touched by a dick. A guy asked to watch me fuck, and I demonstrated my ability with another guy in front of him, but he laughed at me because I have a very weak cum stream. I just dribble clear juice and twitch. This doesn't define me, does it? Why does nobody take me serious to be an alpha top? I don't want to be a faggot. He mentioned caging my dick, but that's never going to happen. Okay, that's the letter that was sent to me as a question. And, you know, my response was typically, you know, no holes barred, just unvarnished truth, according to my viewpoint. I mean, first of all, I mean, I don't know how somebody who looks like this and does these kinds of things can expect to be considered an alpha top ever, you know. I don't know. I mean, what would that look like? It'd be like a chihuahua mounting a fucking water buffalo, you know, like it just, but I, you know, I point blank told this kid that he's not an alpha top, and I basically insinuated that I feel like he is a faggot, but he's just struggling to accept it. And I think I'm probably right about that. Here's the tricky thing, I guess, and this is something tricky that I deal with in answering questions on the website, is that you get a set of circumstances in a question, and you're being asked to kind of decipher their situation and make judgment calls on their situation just based on what you're told, right? And sometimes you can get that wrong. I mean, I have a decent track record of getting it right, but I just, you know, I get uncomfortable whenever I get it really wrong. So all my social medias are going off. So this one I felt kind of attached to. I really wanted to get it right. Here's my justification for why I think that this person is a faggot. It mainly has to do with his reaction when somebody puts him in a situation where they want him to serve as a faggot and be fucked by a man. I don't think that any natural alpha top is going to let somebody fuck them. Or if they do, it's not going to be very long, you know, before they say no, you know. I have to believe that anybody that's repeatedly going back and getting fucked again and again probably is not an alpha top, okay? And probably not a beta male either, you know. Now, this person could be just a bottom, you know, and not a faggot. But, you know, I tend to agree with these people that are telling him that he's a faggot or that he should be acting like a faggot or serving like a faggot. Because, this is the kind of the gist of what I wanted to touch on, is that nature decides what we are. And nature doesn't get it wrong most of the time, okay? And it doesn't matter what we want to be or what we imagine that we are, okay? The only thing that matters is reality, or what nature's reality is for you. In my answer, I draw the comparison to somebody who's born without legs. They're going to want to run, you know, or play basketball or whatever, but they can't because nature didn't give them legs, you know. There are people born blind who would love to be able to see, but that's not going to happen, you know. I would love to, you know, have the wealth of a Kardashian or something, you know, or, you know, have the voice of Shawn Mendes, you know, and be able to sing like that. Well, I mean, you know, I don't have any of those things. Nature didn't give those things to me, you know. And so, you know, I have to let that go, right? And somebody that is born without legs, they have to let go of that dream that they had about playing basketball in the NBA, I mean, or something like that. There are some things that they're not meant to do. if someone's born a faggot, then that's what you are, you know, and you have to accept that. And the reason why you have to accept it is very simple. Living a life of jealousy over somebody else's quote-unquote better circumstances or better lot in life will only leave you bitter and empty inside, you know. It would be much better for a faggot, any faggot, to embrace what nature made you to be. So that way you can experience the fullness of the life that you were intended to lead, you know. I mean, I just published another post about Michael, the apartment building faggot, and his extraordinary continued journey serving multiple alphas. He's fully accepted what he is, and he's made it his life, and he's happy because he did that. There's nothing wrong with somebody being born a faggot. Faggots are just as useful and as important to the hierarchy as anybody else. We have different functions from alphas, but in the long run, you know, that is the reality. Nature assigns certain males to be faggots. You know, the question becomes, are you going to listen to it and obey, you know? The ones that do are much closer to getting to finding happiness, you know, a fulfillment of purpose. It's so critical. So I guess that's the ultimate lesson that I wanted to underscore here, is that if nature didn't give you the gifts, then you should move on and find out what nature really intended for you, you know. That way you can live a peaceful, happy life. There wouldn't be any of the confusion that you feel, you know. I mean, I feel bad because I remember being, you know, 19 years old. Now, by then, I had already been a cocksucker for 2 years to my first alpha and then some others, you know. So I was already kind of past where this kid is now, but I still had that confusion and fear, you know. And so I remember it really well. He's resisting his faghood out of fear, right, and out of shame, and that's, I feel bad about that for him, because these are the years, you know, being a 19-year-old faggot and experiencing life as a man's possession, let's say. It's a great, great time to learn that. And I just, I hope that he can come to grips with it, you know, because, you know, I don't, part of the reason why I wanted to even start this website is to try to empower faggots, particularly faggots, because I am a faggot, so I understand it a lot better, but to empower faggots to embrace what they are and constantly improve on what they are. So it's troubling to me personally when I read stuff like that, because It's the exact thing that I want the website to try to help with, you know. But ultimately, when it comes down to is, I can't make anybody listen to me, you know. They have to come to that conclusion on their own. So I hope he does. But that's all I have to say, I guess. Other than this, Michael, the apartment building faggot, if you're not watching it, you're missing completely out on that podcast because it's everything, really. So I guess I will stop there. And I hope you have a good night, and I hope you have a good rest of the week. I will be talking to you later this week. I have potentially a couple of interviews still ongoing here, but I think possibly tomorrow I will be interviewing Muscle God Jay again. So I know that my first interview with him went over very, very well. And so Master Jay wanted to come back and do another one, which is great because I have more things to ask him. So that interview is supposed to happen tomorrow. So I should have that episode up in the next day or two. So keep your eye out for that, okay? Anyway, I will let you go. Take care of yourself. I love you very much. Bye.